The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattullo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Here's to those ladies and the gentlemen. Here's to the A.F. of M. I wouldn't have made it without them. Here's to the band. Here's to the band.
Al Natoli, Artie Schreck wrote that great song for the old man. Here's to the band. How great is that song? It's a great tune. And when I try to do it, and when I go on the road, it's not an easy song to do. But boy, oh boy, the old man just nailed it right there, showing his appreciation to all the cats, you know, and all the musicians that he played with all those years. Joe Piscopo on the radio. I see the phone calls. Thanks for calling in at 877-970-2999. Thank you for being the great patriot that you are. Thank you for getting it. Thank you for understanding. We're trying to deal honestly with you on the show. I don't get crazy. Sometimes I get into a rant, you know, but I see so much. I can't believe it. And like you call and you tell me, you watch the news, you read what's online, you see what on Facebook, you see Twitter, you see how they play the games that they play. And it's like they think we're going to be sheep or something, you know? And that's why, again, so criticize if you will, and you're more than welcome to do that. But if you vote for Donald Trump, you have this independent streak. And what Donald Trump, by the way, did in this election, the way he's turning the House around, the way he brought more power to the House, let me put it that way, with female Republicans, with female Republicans going into the House. We should hold on to the Senate. We see what happens in January in that regard. But and then don't forget about the district judges, the U.S. district judges that President Trump has appointed, you know, and got in. Not to mention Supreme Court. What he has done has been monumental. It's been monumental, whether you like it or not. And if you can't deal with it, that is your own psychological problem. Because if I see... if I see something and it's of the left, or if I see, but it's good for the country or it's good for our neighborhood or community, then I give it credit where it's due, you know? But when you see somebody because you don't like the personality and he does this, he does that, we're so fed up with being lied to. We're so frustrated. We're frustrated as Americans. And there's 72 million of us. We're done. You're lying to me. I can't stand the thought of them in the network news and they go in, you know, they go around a big table and they're all these elitist academics and they hate the country and they just want to attack everything that you and I stand for. That's right. Oh yeah. This is the way I see it. And then when they lay out the news, let's go after who? They like President Trump? No, he doesn't like the press. We're going to go after him. That's like, it should be against the law. It's not, because we have freedom of speech, freedom of press, of course. But my goodness gracious, they just go against it. One story after another story. And you and I are going, hey, enough already. Enough already. Can you please tell the truth what's going on? Joe Biden is not officially the president-elect. He just plain isn't, constitutionally. Yeah, you know, constitutionally, it's not. You heard Bobby from calling in and telling us that, for crying out loud. And now, yet they just go right ahead. Now he's picking cabinet members. You know, Ron Klain. Ron, there, he's going to chief of staff. Ron Klain. He's got, hello, I'm the chief of staff for Joe Biden, Ron Klain. Sounds like a Jerry Lewis guy, right? And then you're looking Bernie Sanders. you know, they would ask him, are you going to be, do you want to be Secretary of Labor? Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. Bernie Sanders. But that's the only one I don't mind, because Bernie will really hand it to corporations. But it would be great if Bernie Sanders, if he's Labor Secretary, if by chance, unfortunately, the president does not get in again, you know, and you got Bernie Sanders, Labor Secretary, then he could fight and he could maybe like President Trump. The President Trump, did you bring the companies back to America? You know, and I keep saying this, and this is so clear, and I don't see one person in the press with enough chutzpah to say it. Nike, they lecture us. They give hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, to these Marxist organizations. Yet, and I know, oh my goodness, I used to go to the Nike store when Mikey was young, my Mikey Nike, and he would give me $400 for sneakers, $500, $600. What are you kidding me, for sneakers? And it cost them a dollar with slave labor, allegedly, in China, they would make it. And they're lecturing us about racism. And you get somebody that hopefully, like Bernie gets in, we'll follow up what the president's doing. Make it in America, for goodness sake. You could build up every single inner city you could build up by bringing these big corporations and putting, I dare those companies to come to the inner cities. Come to the most dangerous cities in America. Get to Baltimore. Get to Indianapolis. You know, go to East St. Louis, Illinois. Go to Chicago, Illinois. Bring factories there. I dare you. They won't. You talk about systemic racism, it ain't in the police department. I'm telling you that right now. And it's not with you and me, these corporations. So I think if the only good thing about a Biden administration, if Bernie gets in there, and he would be just all over these corporations. But Elizabeth Warren as Treasury Secretary, yeah, you don't want to see your taxes go up too much. Oh, can you imagine that? Elizabeth Warren as Treasury Secretary running around cheerleading, hi, with her fist pump in the air. Oh, yeah, that'll be great. I mean, yeah, what are you going to do? Rashida Tlaib, head of HUD? I mean, really? Really? And already I talked about this at the beginning of the show. The head of Black Lives Matter requests an audience with Joe Biden. You know what? If they tried to do that to Donald Trump, he would say, I don't believe in Black Lives Matter. That's a Marxist organization. It has nothing to do with helping black lives. It's a political corporation. I don't even know that it's a nonprofit to take down the United States of America. And I'm not meeting with them. That's what President Trump would say. And you and I would go, God bless you. And whether you're an African-American or not, because Black Lives Matter really cared, they would be in those inner cities I just talked about. They're not in one. When your child gets killed at a barbecue in Brooklyn, shot in the stomach, where is Black Lives Matter? Nowhere. They never show up. The rest of us are walking the streets, helping nonprofits, spending so much of our time in the philanthropic effort to help those less fortunate in the communities in the stressed areas of the United States. Where in the name of God is Black Lives Matter? They're nowhere. They're out there rioting. And don't tell me they don't have an army, that whether it's George Soros or whoever it is, whenever there's a problem, they'll send those armies out. But Joe Biden may get in. There's a possibility he may be president-elect. Where everything's quiet. They have that arm. They have an army. We're in a civil war. They have an army. You know, if President Trump, if they gave him and they didn't try to steal this election and he stayed president, there'd be riots out there. But you also know that President Trump would call out the National Guard this time. Oh, yeah. They would shut it down. So we're in, it's not a culture war. It's more of a civil war. And you and I are just trying to hold on to everything that our parents and grandparents have fought for, you know, and you have fight that you fight for every day. And God bless you for that, because they're not going to tell you that. I'm telling you that right now on the radio. God bless you for what you're doing. I'm telling you, I know who you are. I know what you are. And God bless you for that. You're an upstanding person. And we believe in this great country. And you work hard. You work to your people don't understand it, you know. They just want to use us as minions, you know, and you let those useful idiots be useful idiots. I honestly believe you and I, we're going to prevail. We, the people, the true people, will prevail. Joe on the radio, it's a quarter after 9 o'clock. Let me go to Jake. He's been holding. Jake, good morning. What is on your mind this morning?
Yeah, hi. How you doing? Besides the virus, you know what's killing this great city?
What's
is
that?
The governor and the mayor. And also, yeah. I just wanted to say one more thing.
Yes,
I love your show. I'm having a Thanksgiving party, and Governor Cuomo is limiting it to 10 people.
Right.
But the problem I have is my nephews are conjoined twins. So how do I count that as 10 or 11?
That's a great question, because you know what you should do, Cuomo? If that happens, and it's like kind of 10, and then maybe is another
one.
They
should put their heads together and figure it out.
Don't even. No, but you know what we should do? Call the press and say, look, it's actually 10, but really not 10. Is this 11? Call the press and make it a story.
I would love to see Cuomo's response to that.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
then you
yeah.
have to have 9, not 11 to keep it, you know, under 10.
I love it. That's a great sense of humor. That is great. I mean, Jimmy on Long Island. Good morning, Jimmy. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, I love listening to your show. I've been retired for a few years from law enforcement. I used to listen to you in my car all the time.
Oh, look at you. Thanks for your service, Jimmy. Thank you, my friend.
And thank you for everything that you do on this show, because you're really the voice. Every time I listen to you, I say to myself, that's what I'm thinking. But
yeah, yeah.
My point is, diehard Yankee fan forever. And it really crushed me when they took a knee, because I know George Steinbrenner never would have stood for that.
That's right. That's
but what really creases me is that all the Major League Baseball is wearing the Nike logo, and they're taking a knee for racism, which kind of like, you know, comes back to the whole slavery thing. Meanwhile, allegedly Nike is hiring slaves to do their stuff. So
exactly.
I mean, talk about hypocrisy. It's horrible. It's horrible.
You know, Jimmy, right on the money, man. God bless you. And thank you for listening, and thanks for your service. And you're absolutely right. I can't even watch baseball anymore. When they took a knee, I was so disappointed. And I think there was one guy that didn't take a knee. But don't talk to me. Look at the facts, and you're absolutely right. Allegedly, and we know from the sources that we have on the show, that Nike is making the sneakers, and allegedly, okay, this is what we're hearing. And I invite Nike on to tell us that they're not. They're using slave labor in China. So, and about the China locking up the Uyghur Muslims. And where's the world? Where's the rest of the world? Why are they blaming America for everything? They have them in camps, like concentration camps virtually. Are they sterilizing these Uyghur Muslims as we hear? Is any of this true? What are we doing? Are we going to Hong Kong? We're stopping that? And President Trump's the only guy to stand up against China. Now China's got their guy in Joe Biden. That guy's a step away from going into the Oval Office. They win. They tried to take President Trump out with the virus. He beat it. He beat it. And that's why he flew Marine One in and out of Walter Reed, and he went up those stairs right after. It was right in your face. We need that. You need to be tough like that. You know, now Joe Biden, he is compromised. Joe Biden is compromised with the most powerful nation. And by the way, not the Chinese people. The magnificence of the Chinese people is something to be so admired. But it's the communists, man. And I feel bad for the people in China, including the Uyghur Muslims who are there. Why aren't we addressing that? You're absolutely right. And thank you. Thanks for the call, because, you know, you're right on the money, Jimmy, is that what they're doing is using slave labor that must cost them $1, a shoe. And now Biden gets in. Are you kidding me? Are we going to bring the manufacturing jobs back? Remember Barack Obama? What am I supposed to do? Wave a magic wand? No, we're supposed to elect Donald Trump. We did. And he brought the jobs back. What am I going to tell you, Mr. President? I mean, really, what's going to happen now? Right on the money, Jimmy. It's so ironic. And they are. They're taking a knee for Black Lives Matter, for slavery. And by the way, can someone please look into this? Because I'm the only one talking about it. Kamala Harris's grandfather owned slaves. They were slave owners in Jamaica. So now, correct me if I'm wrong. You had Antifa and every moronic kind of, organization trying to tear down America, tearing down statues. They took down Columbus statues. They won't even give us a day as Italian Americans. Because Columbus, what did he do with slaves? A false narrative, false facts. That's not true. It was not Columbus. Columbus did not do that. Yeah. So Kamala Harris's grandfather did own slaves. Where is the, what's with the dichotomy, and why isn't anybody addressing that? Please. John, before we break, John, got a couple seconds. Wanted to get you on the air. How you doing, buddy? What's on your mind?
Hey, Joe, a couple things. This morning, we had Mayor Giuliani was talking to Maria about they have a potential whistleblower at Dominion Software. That is very big.
That's right.
I mean, very big. And think about what President Trump has done. He's blown up the swamp in D.C. He's blown up the mainstream fake news propaganda media. Can you imagine if he puts the final stamp on voter fraud in this country that we know existed. And again, think about this. Think about this.
Yeah.
I love how the left says, oh, you know, there's voter fraud, but it's only less 0.0002. The reason why what they're referring to is the amount of voter fraud that is prosecuted, not the amount of voter fraud that actually exists.
Yeah, very smart.
I mean, think about that.
John, right on the money. Right on the money, brother. And thank you, John. Right on the money. I love you. You know, I so appreciate you listening. You're so the most astute people on the show are the folks kind enough to listen, really. Hey, John Iannarelli is going to join us. We're going to talk about this Andrew McCabe testimony, too. That just comes and goes one day and then it's gone. We'll talk to a former FBI, a retired FBI special agent, John Iannarelli. FBI John will join us. And Marie Osmond this hour as well. Joe Piscopo on the radio at 921 on AM 970. The answer, Brandy Scott's got the traffic on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Stop and go ride on the Van Wyck, making your way southbound between Hillside Avenue and Atlantic Avenue. Construction blocking a lane in that stretch. Slow crawl northbound approaching the LIE. Collision in the right lane. You are backed up to Horace Harding Boulevard. Going to need some extra time on the BQE westbound Queens Boulevard through Metropolitan Avenue. Just a lot of extra volume in that stretch. Slow go on the Cross Bronx heading over to the outbound George. Road work both up and down, blocking a lane till about 2:30. Inbound side, still going to run you about 20 minutes on the upper level, lower level at about 10 to 15. Inbound Lincoln and Holland, 20 to 25 minutes each. Mostly cloudy with showers on and off this afternoon, staying close to 65. And this report is sponsored by Merrill. When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing has personalized tools and insights to help you find answers. Get started at MerrillEdge.com/withinreach. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, it's 9:22 in the morning. Did you know that Mark Garber of the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm puts his 25 years of employment law and business litigation experience on the line for his clients? Whether it's in New York or New Jersey, Mark represents employees as well as businesses in the everyday employment law and business litigation disputes which occur. Mark's best relationships are with business owners and human resource departments as he helps navigate businesses through the murky waters of employment law. It's so confusing. You got to talk to Mark about this if you got a concern. If any employment-related matters require addressing at your place of business, please call Mark ASAP at the Brandon J. Broderick Law Office, 8444 BJB Law. And by the way, employment law is so big, you know, everybody's so worried about it, especially nowadays. You don't know what you're doing. What are you eligible for? How vulnerable you are with lawsuits. Employment law is so big and important to our friends and families at AM 970 right here. We created a show called Swimming with the Shark, featuring our very own Mark Garber as he helps navigate individuals and businesses alike through the murky waters of employment law. Tune in weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. with Kevin McCullough to listen to The Shark and call 8444-BJB-LAW.
Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, the only radio show in New York dedicated to promoting new forms of theater, supporting restaurants and chefs, providing information on food and beverages, and discovering innovative ways to do business, is moving from Saturday morning to Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3. Have brunch with Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, starting this Sunday at 2 on AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer. Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe, tell me about Relief Factor. We're going to talk to John Iannarelli in a second. I want to tell you about Relief Factor and how I love that Pete and Seth Talbot tell us that our bodies are designed to heal. I love that phrase, designed to heal. And it's so true, you know. Relief Factor, they utilize four best ingredients, 100% drug-free, by the way, that each help your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway, right? And that right there is why so many people are taking Relief Factor. You got back pain, shoulder, neck pain, hip pain, knee, foot pain, whatever it is, hand pain, you know, from exercise to just getting older. Hello. You should order that 3-week quick start. All right. It's discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. It's from Pete and Seth Talbot. They care about you. They really, really, when I tell you they're on a mission like nothing I've ever seen with Relief Factor to get you out of pain. That's how they came up with the 3-week quick start, only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. I think it will. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. And you know what that is? You know what that is? It's Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Or call, please, 800-500-8384.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
John Iannarelli, former police officer, retired FBI agent, author, and consultant. John, thank you for your service always, and thanks for joining us and coming back on the show, brother. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. Great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you with us, man. Hey, you know, this is McCabe testimony. You were in the thick of it, in the FBI. You could see it coming and going. What is this guy hiding, McCabe? With due respect, by the way, and like I always say, John, to you and to the rank and file, how much we appreciate the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the men and women doing such a stellar job in law enforcement. But McCabe, this guy looked awfully slippery, my friend.
Well, you're not wrong, and I appreciate the compliments to the FBI, and we both know the rank and file. The men and women of the FBI do a great job day in, day out.
Yes, sir.
But
yes, sir.
There were some problems up there on that seventh floor. McCabe's testimony yesterday I would describe as a disaster. I mean, the reality is he doesn't want to accept responsibility for what took place, despite the fact both the Department of Justice report, the Office of Inspector General report, all said he had lack of candor, which is a polite way of saying he lied.
Well, what are they going to do about it, though, man? Is he just going to walk away? I mean, you could hear it, you could see it, and you're absolutely right. He just looked disingenuous, and if he lied, that's a federal offense, in lying before a commission like that, isn't it?
Absolutely, and as we've heard many times, elections have consequences, and I wonder now, with the way the election seems to be going and what is likely going to take place in January, where is responsibility for all the people that have done things? Let me tell you, you know, when you look at McCabe's situation and compare that to, say, General Flynn, for example. So Flynn was prosecuted for lying to the FBI. McCabe lost his job, but no words of prosecution whatsoever. Talk about a double standard. And Flynn was prosecuted specifically because of Andy McCabe. So obviously, there are some people that are not being held accountable.
And what did we nothing? What do you think will happen? What's the end game on Andrew McCabe? Do you think another contract at CNN? I mean, what can actually happen?
Well, again, he gets to cover his own situation for CNN by working there, so that's the upside for CNN. I don't see Andy McCabe disappearing from the limelight, but I also just am not convinced that anybody's going to be held accountable now that we're looking at different administrations, etc. Sadly, this is the nature of corruption in politics and what happens. The good news is we see the FBI in the right course. We see Director Wray running the FBI and the people doing the jobs they have to do. The FBI is actually involved in some of the election fraud controversies that are taking place. So hopefully there'll be better things for the organization down the road.
This is Disorderly Conduct is the name of the book from John Yenner. How do you have time to write a book, man? You're on TV all the time. You're jumping on the shows. Do you take a few hours a day, John? Is that what you do, being the fine author that you are?
I try to squeeze it in here and there. When you're talking, I'm writing, so that's how I can work it all out. But
yeah, while we're on the air like that. It's so funny. Hey, John, why, you know, again, with respect to the FBI, why doesn't anybody investigate the president's allegation of election fraud? We see it. The people see it. We have so many great people listening. They call in. They see it. We're frustrated. You can see the fraud right in your face. Why doesn't the FBI jump on this, or indeed are they?
Well, I believe there are a number of investigations that are taking place. The question is going to be, is the fraud to the level that will change anything? It doesn't mean that there won't be mechanisms put in place. People might even get prosecuted if who is responsible for what can be identified. But if the fraud doesn't rise to the level where it would make a difference in the outcome, nevertheless, any fraud is very disturbing. We spend years hearing about Russian interference. How about American interference, where people are trying to prevent voters from casting the vote for which the candidate they want?
Yeah, that's right on the money. Hey, John, just so you know, John Yannarelli is a retired FBI agent. So you're in the FBI. So you have James Comey as the director, or Chris Wray. And then they tell you to do something that you know is like I can't, and I don't want to put you on the spot. But when they went after Roger Stone in that pre-dawn raid, it's like, and then it was bogus. It was just all political. Yet, you're an agent, and you got to put the flag suit on. You got to put the bulletproof. You got to make sure there's a book. I mean, it's a tough situation for rank and file these days in the FBI. Am I wrong?
Well, remember, the average agent who's showing up on a raid, affecting a search warrant, etc., they only know we're going on a raid tomorrow. Here's the ops plan. It's the agent that puts it together and has a judge sign off on it that knows all the facts. So agents are going to assume that everything they're doing is legitimate and justified. And in truth, the Roger Stone case, regardless of the outcome of that, a judge signed off on what was presented. Now, what was presented, was it fully factual? We don't know. I have not seen it. But the agents showing up are doing the job they've been trained to do.
Yeah, right. That's a fair enough answer, John. John Yannarelli, right there. You got to check out Disorderly Contact. Got a lot of laughs. It's funny that you kept your sense of humor through it all. I guess that will. We talked to Jack Jacobs, Colonel Jack Jacobs, Medal of Honor recipient and a dear friend, John. You know, yesterday on Veterans Day, and he said humor got you through battle. Same thing. Working for the FBI in the heat of the battle on the streets, correct?
Absolutely. You have to have a sense of humor. I know Jack because having worked with the Medal of Honor recipients, great man.
Yeah, he really is. John, thank you for your service, my friend, and thanks for joining us this morning. All the very, very best. John Yannarelli right there, former police officer, yes, sir, retired FBI special agent, author, and consultant. Hey, Marie Osmond is going to join us. I'm excited. I met Marie once. I did her show. Remember Donnie and Marie had a television show, and I was on the show. She was so nice, kind enough. She's got a movie that's coming out on Lifetime, and it's called The Christmas Edition, and it debuts on November 15th coming up. So we'll talk to Marie when we come back. Right now, we're breaking for the news live and local with Big Al on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
55 degrees at 933. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Excuse me. Here's what's going on. A New Jersey woman accused of embezzling from a Sussex County youth sports program is asking a judge to dismiss her case. Franklin Borough resident Justin Lynn's attorneys argue she deserves a break and that she should be entered into a pretrial intervention program for first-time offenders. Prosecutors say she was the only one with access to accounts from the Wallkill Valley Youth Sports Program when $30,000 were stolen in late 2018 and early 2019. Reports indicate Lynn turned down a plea deal offered in March that would have resulted in probation, 100 hours of community service, and paying back the $30,000. Hot cocoa bombs are exploding on the internet, and so are hot chocolate bombs. Both terms describe the latest viral food star, which is basically a hollow chocolate ball filled with marshmallows and hot cocoa mix. When it's dropped into a mug of hot milk, the ball melts and releases the cocoa mix and marshmallow, turning a cup of milk into a cup of hot chocolate in short order. The explosions started on TikTok, where tens of millions of videos on the app have been tagged with hashtag hot chocolate bombs or hashtag hot cocoa bombs. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Well, heading inbound across the Hudson River at the George Washington Bridge. Still 20 minutes for the upper level. Lower level going to run you about 10 to 15. Heading inbound at the Lincoln, a collision just picked up by the tolls. Only going to cost you about 15 minutes there. Inbound at the Holland, a 20 to 25 minute wait. Rough ride on the Cross Bronx heading over to the outbound George. That's because we've got road work on both the upper and lower levels. One lane is blocked till about 2:30. You are bumper to bumper westbound from around the Bruckner. Going to need some extra time on the Deegan southbound between East 233rd Street and the Cross Bronx. Just a lot of volume in that stretch. We do have some road work on the Van Wyck heading southbound, one lane down by Hillside Avenue. Northbound side, a stop and go ride approaching the LIE because of a collision and delays at the Midtown Tunnel moving into Manhattan. A stall just pushed out of the tube. Mostly cloudy with showers on and off this afternoon, close to 65. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Hey, Joe of the radio telling you about the Wounded Warrior Project. We want you to help. If you'd be so kind to do so, everybody knows Wounded Warrior Project, helping out veterans, helping out warriors that come back from war and mentally having to deal with getting back into society. You've heard the stories right here, you know, on the radio show. So we're asking you politely, respectfully to help a warrior heal. And if you'd send $5, $35, $400, we're trying to help like 400 warriors if we can through the radio show here on Veterans Month. And we're you know how patriotic we are on the show, how we believe in the United States military and appreciate what they went through. When you see these warriors come back with the problems that they have, it's our responsibility, in my opinion, to help them out. And that's what the Wounded Warrior Project does. They have a variety of mental health programs that provide critical care to thousands of warriors who otherwise, you know what, go untreated. 800-900-4997, just like that. 800-900-4997. Nobody deserves our help more than these men and women. It's 800-900-4-WWP. Do what you can. Again, $5, $400. You want to surprise us, we'd appreciate it more than we could tell you. Wounded Warrior Project. You can go online, please, to helpwarriors.org.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher. Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
First Lady has breast cancer and therefore must have mastectomy, shouted media about Nancy Reagan. One doctor immediately called the national news and the White House to inform that breast cancer doesn't necessarily mean mastectomy. One doctor, guess who? Dr. Lederman. In 1987 and today, experienced Dr. Lederman informs and treats women with breast cancer. At big hospitals, 97% of women had mastectomy. With Dr. Lederman, 90% of women saved their breast. To learn about all breast cancer choices, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Accepting most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, call 212-CHOICES for our unique breast cancer booklet and DVD. To meet Dr. Lederman, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. At 38th and Broadway, thousands treated over decades, triple board certified Dr. Lederman, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Joe talking about Route 22 Toyota. Here's the number, 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. You got to check out the state-of-the-art service facility right there in Hillside, New Jersey. Alex Kinsella and the team is there, keeping everything safe, wearing masks, social distancing, fogging vehicles. That is so cool. They fog the vehicles, right? I don't know if it's with you in the vehicle or not. You have to ask, but I do know that it's safe at Route 22 Toyota. And then this magnificent showroom. And then these great, great deals for qualified buyers. 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Zero down leases. How about that? They'll get you driving a brand new Toyota with 0% interest and zero down leases for qualified buyers. Will you call, please? Just call. You can call 855-621-9949. Everybody is going to Route 22 Toyota. We invite you to do the same. 855-621-9949. You just say, Joey sent me. They'll know exactly what you're talking about. You think I'm kidding. They'll understand that you listen to the Piscopo Show. You will not have to deal with dummies at Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
That's Marie Osmond. What a voice. A beautiful voice. Do we have Maria on the line, Albert? Maria Osmond, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you on the Piscopo Show in New York. And you're kind enough.
How are you?
You sound great. I'll tell you what, we are just privileged to have you with us. And I know we're talking about your film
coming out.
How's everything going, girl? You doing okay?
I am so good. How are you, Joe?
By the grace of God, doing great. I mean, I've got, since I last saw you, I have several more children, thank you. I'm trying to keep up with you guys, you know? And I said, and then I ended up on the radio. Marie, I'm on the radio and we're having a ball. The audience is so warm and wonderful and we stay positive and we believe in the country and everything that you stand for. So it's been good.
You know,
but the last time, yes, please.
Radio is the best. It's so personal. I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And there's something about radio. It's you and me and that person. Listen, there's just the three of us.
No, you are
and
good.
And we just get to sit and talk. It's just so fun.
You are the best. And I remember when I went on your show with Donnie. We did a television when you were doing the TV show. And I was going on, I think I was on behalf of General Colin Powell. We were doing something called the Summit for Children, for at-risk children. You were kind enough to put us on the show. And then we talked. After we went off the air, you and Donnie, I saw the genuine heart that you have, you know, because it comes across on television. I tell you, just.
Well, I love that you were doing that. You know, I'm one of the founders of Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
Yes, exactly.
And so anything that's related to children or helping people. You know, they're our future. And, I love you to pieces. When I heard I was talking to you, I was super excited. And it's just wonderful to catch up again. But I was most excited, Joe, because it's you and me, and I lost the Donnie part. It's awesome.
No, that's not right. Come on. And you look great. And you're doing the commercials on television. God bless you. You look absolutely better than ever. Hey, all the things that you've done, Marie, I've never asked you what your favorite thing in entertainment that you've done, and you have done absolutely everything. Do you have a favorite?
You know what? Last night I was up till 3 a.m. shooting a new album cover. And I have to tell you, it's been the hardest album I've ever done. This is when I was Rodgers and Hammerstein girl, and I toured with them. I did Broadway. We did King and I and Sound of Music, those kinds of shows. Well, during that process, not only did I learn to sing legit, I mean, I couldn't go, you know, the heels are alive. I couldn't do that. And so, but during that process, I learned not only just to sing legit, but I learned to sing opera. And being in Vegas for 11 years, yes. You know, we got Best Show, but I did Neptune Dorma, and I did P.E. Aju, and things like that. So this album is legit, classic, classic show tunes. Recorded it in Prague with a symphony, so it's all symphonic. And next year, because of COVID, I won't be doing it this year, but I have a whole symphonic Christmas tour that will blow you away. It's so fun.
Wow.
And then I have symphony dates planned for the year coming up in 20. I'm booked till 2022, but you know, some of them are being put off because of COVID, but
yeah,
they're rebooking.
Yeah.
And but the show is incredible. And to talk about the decades that I've been around, but you know, I have been me, Joe, for over 5 decades now. And acting is really good for me because I think it's time for me to be someone else.
Interesting. No, don't change, please. Hey, Amory, you got to ask, too. And by the way, you got to watch. No, it's Sunday, November 15th at 8 p.m. Everybody's going to stop what they're doing and watch Marie Osmond in the Christmas edition. Yeah, you know, there's something about you is there's a comfort level. There's a feel good when we talk to you. And it's all goodness. And the fact that I can say watch the Christmas edition in these days, God bless you for what you're doing. I swear to goodness gracious. It's just it feels good.
You know,
can I ask you?
We
yes,
just,
please.
We need some joy.
I know.
We need joy in this world.
I know.
Yeah.
Marie, when you're on stage, and sometimes I have had the honor of being with some symphonies, and then I'll play the drums. I'll do the shtick that I do on stage. But can you follow? It's harder to follow with a symphony. Do you find it easier or harder when you're with, you know, you're playing with 60 plus pieces there on stage? I mean,
it's so incredibly magical. No, I know that you have to have your conductor or you use their conductor, and they're incredible. But I mean, I've been talking to the Boston Pops and people like this. And Joe, when you're singing legit.
Yeah.
And you're singing something like Nessun Dorma, and you've got the 60 plus people live behind you. Yeah. I promise you, there is nothing more incredible than that experience. And yes, I'll do Paper Roses, but I am a little bit country, clear on to opera. I've done from rock to pop to everything.
Wow.
And people go, well, what do you love? And I said, I'm always country. I will always be country. But I've loved that I have had the opportunity for all of these years to keep pushing myself. And I just enjoy that. And that's like with these films. I don't know if you saw, Lifetime is fantastic. So last year, I did a series of commercials for them where they were like little me's sitting on my shoulder. I kept knocking them off and telling them to be quiet and watch the movie. And so this year we're doing some more of those for Lifetime. But I did this film with Carly Hughes, and you know Carly, she's fantastic.
Yeah.
And from American Housewives to Broadway to all the things she's done.
Yeah,
and I love it that I'm not the main character, but I'm the tough chick in it. And, you know, I just channeled, Joe, all those inner divas that I worked with, you know, throughout my career.
And then with the attitude.
I'll add a piece of her.
We got to see this.
You know, I went out years ago to New York. I was living there and studying with Lee Strasberg. And then when our family lost everything, I went back to work and did singing, which I do not regret. I mean, I've had many hit records on my own and things like that, too. But I love this acting departure. I'd love to start a production company and do films where it brings joy and happiness. Sit around the TV this Sunday, you know, enjoy your family. FaceTime your grandkids. Watch it with them. Whatever you do, but it's a fun, feel good show.
We will, Strasberg. That's incredible, Marie. I got so much to talk to you about, but I know you're under the gun, and you have so many people that want to talk to you. Grease on Broadway. I did Grease on Broadway. 8 shows a week. I tell you, I don't know a harder
Isn't
worker
that
than. I don't know. By the way, you keep the pace. God bless you. You look better than ever, and we are just you're such a joy to us, Marie Osmond. We wish you the
Can
best.
I tell
Thank
you
for.
So good at this, Joe. You're so fun to talk to.
You know, thank you for not forgetting your friend Joey on the radio. Thank you so much. We love you for that.
Oh, my gosh. You, anytime you want to talk, I am yours.
Marie Osmond, we love you. God
bless
you. We'll be watching.
I love you so much.
God bless you, girl. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us, Maria. Take care. All the best.
Okay.
You gotta watch Marie. It's Sunday. This is good. This is Americana right here. Sunday, November 15th, 8 p.m., the Christmas edition. If that's not a family gathering as Marie, she is a sweetheart of a girl, I got to tell you. And we so appreciate her taking the time to join us. Hey, it's 10 before 10 o'clock, and Brandy Scott's out there. Brandy's out there. Wait, what happened? We got no traffic, Albert? What happened?
She hasn't filed the report yet.
Oh, that's okay. How about this? There's traffic in New York today. Believe me. Trust me. It's raining, and there's traffic. Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer, and we're going to take a little break, and then we're coming right back at you.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature helps every single person, no matter if they're athletic, no matter if they're young, if they're old. And for me, after retiring, I started taking Balance of Nature, and I've never felt better in my life, and I've been trying to make myself feel good for 40 years now. Balance of Nature is not a supplement. It's not in addition to our health. It's the foundation to our health. It's the foundation to your life to have 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with personal injury attorney Corey M. Stern about the effects of lead poisoning on children living in New York housing. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, Michael's of Brooklyn is one of the five best Italian restaurants in the nation. Well, they're open for takeout, curbside, or delivery. Check out the menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. And don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. You can still have quality Italian food during this difficult time. Call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Cloudy and mild with some rain and drizzle this morning, along with patches of fog, then cloudy, breezy, and turning cooler this afternoon with a lingering shower. Temperatures in the 60s this morning will drop to the 50s this afternoon. Remaining cloudy tonight, a shower late, low 48. Cloudy and cooler tomorrow. We'll see intermittent rain through early afternoon, the high 55. For Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy, breezy, and quite cool, high 52. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Lumberg, there he is, 952, Joey on the radio. Mike Connors is the guy. You want to put together, you know, your estate. You have to do it. This week I was working on something, and I had to, you know, readjust some things with my insurance. I worry about my kids. I worry about the financial legacy. If you're worried about nursing home costs, you know, probate nursing home costs, you don't know what to do, and you're confused because you're not going to know about this. You need a will. Yes, you do. You need a trust. Yes, you do. Power of attorney, healthcare proxy, all that. You know what, by the way, I would have never thought about it if it wasn't for my big son, Joey. God bless him. He goes, hey, Dad, you know, you really got to get everything in order, you know, because couple wives here and there, a couple kids, I'm just saying, you know, a couple of Mama Lukes standing around waiting. I went to Mike Connors. He took care of everything. And I'm telling you, everything like that. So the goal of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys is always the protection of your rights and interests. They've been helping people like you and me to plan their estates and protect their families, yes, your family, for 40 years. You can get a free comprehensive telephone consultation and see how Mike can help you protect your family, your assets, your legacy. Have all your questions answered right from the security of your own home. Comprehensive telephone consultation for free. Please, Mike always tells you the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. And now with all this craziness going on, it's not the time to put it off. Connors and Sullivan, call them today for that free telephone consultation with Mike himself. Great guy. You will love Mike Connors. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Mm-hmm. Francis Albert. Yeah, baby.
To go traveling to Paris, London, and Rome. It's oh so nice to go traveling, but it's so much nicer. Yes, it's so much nicer to come home.
That's the one thing about Frank Sinatra that I told you about. He would be on stage, and he'd have the whole orchestra there, and he'll be down South America, down in Europe, wherever he'd perform, and he would always say, you know, I come from a little place called Hoboken, New Jersey, like that, you know, and he loved this country. He was such a patriot, and he loved it, and he always said, when you go around the country, you go around the world, you go around the world, you tour around the world, and then you're always, always glad to be home to the United States of America. So when you see the shenanigans that are going on, you and I, we get upset, we get involved, and we are going to get involved, and thanks for listening and being straight on this show with the facts. Because we speak the truth. We don't do a false narrative. I can't do that, you know? But on behalf of the people that do the false narrative, can I tell you? For all my life, most of my life, I was a blue dog Democrat. I was a Democrat. Didn't think about it. I said, oh, I got to vote Democrat. I can't vote Republican. Never thought. And then I told you the story. I met Ronald Reagan, shook Ronald Reagan's hand. And I think that right there changed my life. You can feel the goodness of this great man in Ronald Reagan. I looked in his eyes and said, this man is sincere. This man loves this country. And then you open up. As you get older, you have a little more wisdom, you know, and you could see and you could just see and you see the falseness. But blindly, when a lot of younger folks are just trying to change America, they don't understand it. Hopefully they will one day see the light like you do. And I'm so proud to be on the radio with you because you do see the light. I have one thing to say, Al and Joe. Marie Osmond,
Well. Mm-hmm. She has a ring on her.
Let me just dab my brow. Oh, she is so wonderful.
You are fawning over her. Oh, just, I mean, really. Oh, and I did the show. You're so great, Marie. See, but you know what's great? She was like, anytime you want me to come on. And you're like, and all I think is,
how about tomorrow?
She's
stunning. I remember the Donny and Marie show back in the 70s as a kid. Yeah. She is stunning.
But talented. So talented.
Yes, definitely. Talented.
Hey, so Joe, seriously, I mean, just for show business facts.
She's married.
Thank you. Yes. Okay.
I like how you were fumbling on that one. Come on. Really? No. Really?
No.
She's very married. Not only is she married, she married the first guy, right?
Divorced she married the first husband, divorced him, married another guy, divorced him, and remarried the first husband.
Yeah, you go back. Can you go back? That's a great question. That's a like a segment of our show, Al, we should talk about, right? Do you go back?
The answer for you is no. But, you know. Huh? The answer for you is no.
I know. Please, I'm a mess. You know, I'm a mess. But that, Joe, well put. Thanks for putting that together.
You're welcome.
I just love goodness. I love wholesomeness. I love talent. She's got it all. She really does. And she's so positive and fun. And that give and take with us. I mean, I thought it was.
And great teeth.
Oh, fantastic teeth.
All of them have
it. Al loves that. Yeah,
boy, is that great.
Beautiful girl. So don't forget, by the way, that's this Sunday, 8 o'clock. You can watch Marie on Lifetime.
And her teeth.
You know, listen, the Christmas edition. How great is that? How American is that? You know what? We're going to do this again tomorrow. We're going to keep doing this until we change everything in this world. You know, we started with it. Now they're trying to take it away. We're going to keep the fight. Joe Sebelia, Al Gattulo, and Brandi Scott for Debbie Duhaime. Thank you so much. We appreciate it very much. And thank you for listening. We are honored with great respect and great appreciation every morning. We don't take it for granted. It's a big responsibility coming before the microphone and being as honest as we are, believing in this country. We are one nation under God. God bless America. God bless you. Make it a great day because you deserve it.